Welcome to Forever a Student Podcast, a podcast where the learning never stops. I'm your host, Aubrey Zorai.
Welcome to today's episode. In this episode, I want to talk about the unfair advantage. Growing up mostly in my life, you know, I personally had my moments where I was like, damn, this person's more talented than me. This person's smarter than me, taller than me. Even the days when I've actually said someone who is less than me is more advantage. Like, this person didn't grow up with this. That makes them a better person because you see the way they act. Like, all of us at a point have been like that way. We look at other people and just like, I wish I had that advantage they have in life. Maybe growing up in a rich family, being that spoiled child, you just get whatever you want, or being charismatic way, it's easy for you to just walk into a room, talk to anyone, grab all their attention. And I'm just like, it's part of us, it's natural, and it's something you shall never hold against any person for doing that. But I mean, I'd say that you also have your own advantage, but the problem is you never use it to its maximum potential because you're wasting your time by looking at other people's advantages. And that's something I learned after a long time. I also have something I bring to my table, something I use to become a better person. And it has really helped me a lot to progress in my life because it's something we all have. Everyone has their unfair advantage in them. Everyone has something that someone else doesn't have. And the more you stop looking at other people's advantages, the more you search in yourself, you find some advantages you have. And most of the time, I tell you that the advantages you have, you're blocking them right now because they seem not cool, not useful. And that's the truth. I've been with friends who could dance. I've been with friends who are musically talented. I've been with friends who are really good at public speaking. I had friends who are good at acting. They don't do it because they feel like it's not cool. It's not an advantage because you look at someone who's a sports person, like, imagine if I could run that fast. Imagine I could be as smart as this person. Everything they do in class, they don't even write notes. You get an exam, they're acing the exams, and yet they're spending all night just to get a C. But if you look at most successful people in life, they've taken advantage of that uniqueness of themselves. Whoever you are, boy or girl, don't be ashamed of whatever you have. And if you're ashamed of it, I bet most of the time that is your advantage over someone else. Literally, that is your advantage. That's your unfair advantage over someone else. I'm telling you, if you shine and work on that thing, I tell you right now that there's someone who will look at you and like, I wish I was as good as this person in that attribute of them. But like I said before, the only way you can actually start doing this is by stop looking at other people's advantages and start looking for your own. Thank you for listening. Make sure to subscribe. Wherever you listen to the podcast, make sure to recommend it to your friends. And once again, make sure to share this podcast with someone you really think needs to hear the word.